Hello and welcome. You are listening to a guided visualization for calling in your soul family. I am your guide, Laura Hollick. So I decided to record this guided visualization because I've been in all these rituals here in my studio as I have been preparing for the upcoming International Soul Art Day, and I was working on a visualization for calling in my soul family for Soul Art Day. And as I was preparing that and working on it, I thought, you know what? I want to record this and offer this to you. Offer it to you on two levels. One, for if you are part of the soul family for Soul Art Day, for you to hear that call and that invitation, but also for you to have a visualization for you to call in your soul family for whatever it is that you are creating in your life, whether that is a lover, a soulmate, a partner, new clients, a business venture, team support, a baby, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting to call in for your soul family to come into your life, this visualization is for you. So as we land in this space together for a visualization, the best thing to do to start is to just check in with your own energy, doing a body scan, just checking in and seeing where you're at. You don't need to change who you are or where you are, but you do need to become present with who you are so that you're in your body to the most that you are capable of in this moment. Okay, so just do a body scan. Notice where you are. You're present. And noticing your breathing. And again, you don't have to change your breathing, but when you notice it, just like a friend or a soul family member, you show up for that. You bring your loving presence to that. And if you see something that you could shift, then you give yourself permission to make that shift. So noticing your breathing and just checking in if there's anything that would better support you. Let yourself have that. So this idea of soul family, let's start with just looking at what that is. And then I'm going to be guiding you through a visualization for you to call in your soul family. So our soul family is everyone on the planet and beyond, right? So everyone here on some level is part of your soul family because we're all here, we're all on this planet together. So we are all part of a giant soul family. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to connect with and resonate with everyone. So when we speak about this idea of soul family, I think what we all feel inside around those words and what we long for is we're longing for the people that we resonate with, the ones that can see us, the ones that can recognize our essence and understand it, almost like a language. And so there's a connection. So even though we are part of the entire globe of people and the soul family of everyone, some people when we interact with them, there's a conflict. The resonant doesn't meet. It doesn't match the resonance of that. And so there's sort of a conflict. And sometimes we grow up in our biological families and maybe they have those issues. And I do believe they're also part of our soul family because they give us the opportunity to learn and to grow. Now, when we're calling in our soul family in this context, we are calling in the ones that you resonate with, the ones that can see you, the ones that can feel your soul and rejoice and cherish and appreciate and celebrate who you are and feel like they're becoming more because they've met you and you're becoming more because you've met each other. And there's a nourishment. There's a sense of fulfillment. There's a sense of wholeness and union in that connection. And so I want you to think about for yourself in your life right now, what is it or what area of your life do you want to call in your soul family? Is it for a partner, a life partner? Is it for a baby? Is it for clients for your business? Or are you, you know, in my case, I'm launching this International Soul Art Day and I want to call in the ones that this resonates with, that this is for them. What is it that you want to call in your soul family for? So just taking a moment, and if you want to write that down, go ahead and do that. All right, awesome. Once you can identify where you want to call in your soul family, then we can get to work. We can start to open the space for this. So again, just having some kind of an idea of what it is you want to call in your soul family for. And again, this can be friends, community, a lover, a soulmate, a partner, family, clients, projects you're working on, team support. It can be anything. All right, so once you've identified where you want to call in your soul family, and you've got that written down, I want you to notice in your body and in your thoughts and your feelings, your sensations, what comes up that would limit you or hinder you or block you from being able to make that connection. Is there anything? Is there anything that comes up? And I want you to bring it to the surface and be as real as you can with that, because when we have some sticky beliefs, like let's say you want to call in your soulmate, a lover, and yet you feel like you don't like your body and you can't have your body seen, that would be a potential hindering factor to really sending out the signal of calling in your soulmate. Right? So we want to bring up the things that you think might be a block or a limitation within your own psychology, feelings, thoughts, beliefs, anything that comes up. Okay? And just make a list and let yourself just pour it out. Just let yourself pour it out. Whatever it is, nothing's off limits. Anything that you think would hold you back from being able to authentically and genuinely call in your soul family. And I'll give you just a point form kind of short list here, and there's so many things just to get the ball rolling. Limiting beliefs about not being enough, that would definitely hinder calling in soul family. Feeling ashamed of your body, feeling ugly, feeling like you'll never be able to meet your soul family. Good things can happen to other people, but they don't happen to you. Kind of a victim mentality, disempowered beliefs, inner child wound, feeling stuck in past experiences, not being able to look beyond or see beyond the hurts of things that have already happened. So those would all be things that would hinder the capacity to call in your soul family. Okay, so bring it to the surface. What's your list? Okay. All right. In some ways, it's kind of relaxing to just let yourself be honest. You know, even though we don't like the things that maybe we're harboring or holding on to, but being honest with it liberates ourselves inside. Like, oh, I see that. Okay. So that's what we're doing right now, is just kind of like lifting it up to the surface so that it's in your awareness. And once that has happened, when you feel ready, I invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you, or whatever you feel will support you to bring your full focus and attention into our guided visualization. Bringing your presence into the moment. And in your imagination, in this visualization, I'd like you to see a beautiful waterfall. And you're looking at it from the front. You can see it from the front of this beautiful waterfall. And it's gushing, it's moving, it's so pure, and it's the perfect temperature. It's the perfect temperature. And you're going to feel yourself being called towards this waterfall. And it's very safe for you, and it's opening up a space for you that you're going to actually walk or swim through this waterfall. Now, this waterfall is the perfect temperature, and it is actually a magical waterfall. And as you start to approach it, you will feel its magic. You'll feel that mist. And as you get closer and you bring yourself into it to go through it, you will soon discover that the magic of this waterfall can cleanse, release, exfoliate any limiting beliefs, any old residue of past experiences, anything that would be hindering you from connecting with and calling in your soul family. So in your own time, allowing yourself to approach this waterfall, feeling it's the perfect temperature, feeling you're safe to go to approach it, you're safe to pass through it. It's a magical waterfall, and it's like a bath. It's like a shower. It is cleansing you of the residue of limiting beliefs, past experiences, and old ideas. And you can just literally feel the debris, the dead skin cells, just feeling them washing off old beliefs, old thoughts, things that have been holding you back, just feeling it wash off with so much ease. And soon you're going to feel cleansed. You're going to feel fresh. You're going to feel like your true essence is present, is radiant, is nothing's holding it back. And you're on the other side behind this waterfall. You've gone right through it. And once you feel you've been cleansed, you're coming out on the other side. And on the other side of this waterfall, there is a circle. And I invite you to see this circle in a way that is the perfect soul family match kind of circle for you, whether that's a circle of trees, a circle of rocks, a circle of flowers, a circle of cushy cushions. On the other side, you're going to see a glorious, beautiful circle, and you're going to go into that circle. Okay? Now, you are the first person going into this circle, okay? But you are experiencing the circle in a manner that resonates with you, whether that's trees or rocks or flowers or cushions. It's the perfect circle for you. It's been waiting for you. This is a space for you, and it's been waiting for you. And you're going to go into that circle, and you can sit down or lie down anywhere you want in that circle. Find the perfect spot. And as you find that spot and you feel yourself resting in there and rooting in there and feeling the invigoration of how fresh you feel after that waterfall bath, you're now in this space with a very pure essence. Your true nature is present with you. You can feel it in you. And from this place of your true nature and your pure essence, your soul being in your awareness with you, embodied in you, you're going to send out a prayer. You're going to send out a prayer to call in your soul family from this very pure, authentic place that is 100% you. You're going to send out the signal, your prayer. And this prayer is a technology. It sends out sonar waves like a dolphin would. And it sends out this communication that is for your soul family. So I want you to go ahead and from your heart, from your true nature, from your soul, you're going to send out a prayer to call in your soul family for that specific thing in your life that you identified, that you want to bring in your soul family for. So go ahead in your own magical way, with your own language, your own frequency, your own transmission. offering your prayer to call in your soul family. And as you are doing this and you're feeling that frequency really coming from a very deep place inside of you, a very pure place inside of you, feel that signal going out. And it's amplified by this circle that you're in. It's amplifying your prayer, your calling, this message you're sending out into the world. And you can just see it rippling out beyond, going across the globe. This prayer is going out. And as you feel you have transmitted your prayer to call in your soul family, I invite you to be in that circle and just notice the sensations in your body. Notice if anything comes into your awareness. Notice if anything comes into that sacred circle space as a clue or a message. Notice what comes into your field as a result of sending out that prayer, that calling. And allowing yourself to receive the clues, the messages, the sensations, the energy that responds to your pure prayer. All right, beautiful. I'm going to invite you to come back into the space where you are in. You're still in that circle in your imagination, and at the same time, you're being held in that space. You're also in the room that you are in, and bringing your awareness back into this room. You can touch your body. Just tap or stroke, caress your body, bringing yourself back into the moment where you are. And then when you're ready, you can write down any notes or any thoughts that came through about calling in your soul family. And I invite you to open yourself to receive and notice how your soul family shows up for you. What clues and messages and opportunities come into your field from this beautiful prayer that you have sent out. Okay, wonderful. And of course, if you are resonant with the Soul Art Day Soul Family, then I invite you to mark your calendar and save the date for June the 5th, which is International Soul Art Day. And I invite you to join us on that day. Beautiful. I'm excited to hear how your soul family unfoldings unfold. And of course, I hope to see you and feel your presence at the upcoming International Soul Art Day, June 5th. Mark your calendar. Sending you lots of love.